KMAN. We're back. Thanks for listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. Here in studio with me is publisher of GoPowerCat.com, Tim Fitzgerald. How you doing, Tim?
No sports today.
No sports.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be some a little later.
Yeah, for me, but yeah, I'm not here to talk about that
today. So it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Week.
And Dave had it right. It is also month.
Yes.
But they have a week for those people who can't track a whole month, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure how those declarations work out. And on that line of things, you currently are undergoing your own battle with prostate cancer.
Yeah, I'm a stage 3 prostate cancer battler, I guess, at this point. Survivor is what someone said, even though it's still ongoing, because Dr. Philippe Rosso here in town took out my prostate and, among other things, solved for me. But unfortunately, had spread, and I'll be undergoing radiation treatments here this fall. But, you know, I'm just out trying to spread the word about men understanding what a PSA is and scoring their PSA. It's a pretty simple blood test.
And you were talking a little bit during the break about how you found out. Could you talk a little bit about how you realized and how you were diagnosed?
Well, guys, don't be me. Don't be ignorant of what a PSA score is, because I didn't know the day I got the call. We applied for life insurance in two different policies in a two-week span. The same lab came to our house and did the same test for two different companies. And in a two-week span, my PSA went from 5.5, which is high, but not over the 6-point threshold that, you know, really triggers attention, to 2 weeks later as being a 6.4. Unfortunately, the insurance agent called me and said, hey, you need to get to your doctor as soon as possible. I did, and then after all the follow-ups, I indeed had prostate cancer, and it's turned out to be a fairly atypical aggressive variety of prostate cancer. So we're very, very blessed to have caught it when we did.
Yeah, I believe I also mentioned before during the break, and I'll talk about it a little. My uncle was diagnosed with colon cancer, and he ended up waiting about a full year from when he first saw symptoms to when he actually began getting treatment. And by the time he had gone to get treatment, and I don't know how he even handled these symptoms in the meantime, by the time he ended up going to get treatment, it had spread to his prostate, it spread to his lungs, it had spread quite a bit. And at that point, it's hard to treat that.
Yeah, you're into chemo, which fortunately I'm not at this point. And what was strange about my prostate cancer is a lot of guys have problems. In my age, I was diagnosed at 53. I'm now 54. They begin to have problems with their prostate and urinary function. I had nominal problems. In fact, my doctor was really surprised. Once he got in and saw my prostate, then it was 70% cancerous cells at that point, and removed it, that I wasn't having greater problems. So you can't always rely on that.
And you were talking about those tests. Can you tell me a little bit about the process or how you undergo those?
Yeah, it's a really simple blood test. And most doctors want you to wait till you're age 50. I'm telling men, you know, go in, if you're in your 40s, go get a baseline score. It's the prostate-specific antigen score. It's just part of a blood test. It's just a little blood draw, and you'll get your PSA scored, and hopefully it's below one, around one, and you're healthy and good to go. But if you ever have problems down the road, you know what your PSA score should be. So if it was 0.5 and now it's 3.5, you know something's going on.
And I'm sure it's a very, I don't know, troubling or life-altering diagnosis to go through.
Well, anytime you hear the word cancer, you know, it catches your attention and it's a little bit shock to it, and, you know, but I've had my bad days, but I'm really trying to approach this as an opportunity to do something with it. I'm looking at it as a gift to communicate to other men, to not be foolish like I was and not know what a PSA was, even though we caught it literally right when it tripped the 6-point tripwire. And be proactive, know what it is, go get it tested, go get it scored. It's very simple. Women are very comfortable, Nick, talking about breast cancer and those type of things. And that hasn't been true over my lifetime. That's been something as a society we've accepted, and I would like to push men to get this into our daily conversation a little bit more and be comfortable talking about these things.
Yeah, it's definitely a serious issue that a lot of people, I'm not sure if it's an embarrassment or just a taboo around it, but people don't seem to want to talk about these serious health issues. But at the same time, they have a very lasting impact on everyone's life. I can't imagine very many people don't have someone in their life impacted by cancer one way or another.
Dr. Devine, the first urologist I saw, you know, said something that's really stuck with me. If you're a man and you live long enough, you'll get prostate cancer. Now, that, you know, whether that's true or not over the long term, we don't know. But most men will get prostate cancer. Most of them do it, you know, when they're retired and down the road. But it's becoming seemingly more common for guys my age. And we need to start talking about it and addressing the serious topics that come with it, including incontinence and erectile dysfunction and all those things. We got to get comfortable as men talking about these things.
Very good. And are there any other recommendations you give for folks that are out there who might think, you know, just keeping track of their health or, you know, going forward?
Yeah, guys, go get a checkup. I mean, what is it about us that we don't like to go get a checkup? It's easy to put off, but it's one of those things like, you know, not checking your tires or checking your brakes. Eventually, it can catch up to you. So just get in there and get a checkup done and tell them to score your PSA while they're at it, while they're drawing blood. And who knows? You know, I heard a great story about a guy who had in Kansas City done a cancer run, and at the end they had a tent where they took your PSA score, you know, just took a blood test for free. He didn't know what a PSA was, did it. He had prostate cancer. So it's out there. The PSA isn't the end-all, be-all, but it sure as heck is a good tool.
Well, Tim, thanks for coming in, and I hope things go well for you going forward.
People want to read more about my journey, you can do it at lifeoffits.com.
Very good. And I think it's time to take our next break of the afternoon or the morning. Coming up, we're going to have some folks from the Riley County Senior Services Center, as well as from the Riley County Health Department. Stay tuned if you're listening to InFocus on News Radio KMAN.
Can I just say one thing real quick? Fitz, it's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah, it's a fight worth fighting. Here we go.
That it is. All right, my friend. Good to see you.